I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. We might consider plant reproduction as commencing when a pollen grain lights on the female part of a flower. Thus, the role of pollen is critical. But being a pollen grain is challenging, particularly for pollen distributed by wind. Subjected to the vicissitudes of weather and physical shocks during a journey that may encompass scores of miles or more, it's not for the weak or timid. The pollen grain's success at surviving its ordeal may be due in part to the matter making up its outermost protective wall. This material, sporopollenin, is one of the most resistant organic substances known. And like the mineralized animal material known as enamel, fossilizes well, lasting for millions upon millions of years. Over much of the Northern Hemisphere, fossil pollen from the Ice Age gives us a glimpse of times past. Falling into ponds and lakes to be preserved in their bottom muck, pollen reveals the past regional vegetation. What a boon for our biological history! Except, alas, our desert conditions appear too harsh, even for sporopollenin, and pollen survival is rare. I'm Florence Schwein.